You are Locked On Steelers, your daily Pittsburgh Steelers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to the Locked On Steelers podcast. I'm your host, Chris Carter, bringing you your daily dose of all things on the Pittsburgh Steelers. It's Monday, November 30th, and wow, we just have a lot to catch up on. You guys know what's happening. More COVID, game pushed back to Tuesday. Is it even going to happen Tuesday? I'll answer all of that as best as I can in the first segment. Then we'll get into the second segment, which is what should happen with punishments and why what's going on with the Ravens is different than what's going on with the Steelers. Then in the third segment, we'll recap some games just to have some fun because there was some interesting stuff that happened on Sunday. All of that right here on the show. Today's episode is brought to you by Pepsi.
This football season will be different, and Pepsi is here to get you ready for game day, no matter how you watch this season. I like to watch this season when I'm going over game footage to see how TJ Watt gets a lot of his sacks. When I do, I like to drink a nice cold Pepsi. Pepsi is the refreshment you need to power through your game day and become a member of the League of Football Watchers. Because Pepsi isn't made for those who play the game, it's made for those who watch it. Pepsi, made for football watching. Go to madeforfootballwatching.com to check out the latest football watching content from Pepsi.
Let's get into it. Hey everybody, thanks so much for always tuning into the show. Hope you had safe weekends. Hope you got to do some fun things either by yourselves, with your family, virtually. I had a little family get together on Saturday via Zoom, which was really nice. Also covered two games on Saturday, which was crazy, football and basketball. Oof, this weekend was a whirlwind, and it was a whirlwind in the world of news as well. So let's get right into that. First, when last we talked on Friday with Jenna Harner all on the show and everything, this game was supposed to happen on Sunday. It didn't. You're a Steelers fan. You know that by now. The game's been pushed to Tuesday, 8 p.m., Tuesday Night Football on NBC. So that's going to be interesting. And more COVID positive tests have come out, including some for the Steelers. We know that three Steelers will not be available, as well as two coaches. Stephon Tuitt being the biggest among them. He will not be able to play, as will Gerald Hotkins and James Conner. Now, the scary thing about James Conner is because of his history of surviving cancer, there's pre-existing conditions in there. That means if this thing hits him a lot harder, it could be more dangerous for him. But good news is so far he seems asymptomatic. Maybe he won't have to deal with the worst of this. So, hopefully there's some small blessings in that, and he can be safe and, you know, live his life out without having to deal with this. But at the same time, the Ravens, also had more positives, and that's what really pushed this game back to Tuesday, because they had eight straight days up to including yesterday on Sunday of players testing positive, and They added Mark Andrews, who also is someone who has pre-existing conditions, because he has type 1 diabetes, which that's something that if COVID hits him the wrong way, it could be very dangerous for him. So that's a major concern. And they also added more players as well. Of the players that are on this list now, you've got Lamar Jackson, Trace McSorley, who's a backup quarterback, both the running backs, Ingram and Dobbins, Ricard, who's their fullback, Mark Andrews, their starting tight end, Willie Snead, who led the team in receiving yards the last time they played the Steelers, offensive linemen Skura, McCarry, Fluker, and Holden, two of those guys are their top two centers, so they're going to be down to a third string center. On the defensive line, five guys, Calais Campbell, Brandon Williams, Matabuiki, Ward, and Washington. And then outside linebacker on the edge, Matt Judon, Pernell McPhee, and Ferguson. And in the secondary, you still got Marshall, Dorsey, and Young. And then they have one more guy in Cox. That's a whole bunch of people that are on a COVID list that are going to be unavailable for this game. And But the good news, I would say, from Jay Glazer, he said that even with the players that tested positive on Sunday, the NFL believes they've contained the coronavirus outbreak with the Ravens. They think that everything is kind of just on the down on the downturn. This was something they, I guess, they expected to happen, and now they're ready for next. They think that by that Monday, so today, there will be no more positive tests for the Ravens, and if there aren't any, this game's on. And I think we can legitimately expect that. I think that they've got a good handle on this. But again, we got to see. But it seems like the NFL is kind of just pushing forward to make sure that this game does happen on Tuesday. And as Steelers fans, I know there's a lot of frustration in it, but it's something we kind of got to deal with. I mean, you think about it. I've already done two previews for this game. And, it gets kind of rough, doing it over and over again, but, it's part of the job. And I think it's just a matter of patience just to see what happens here. I think the Steelers look ready for this. They seem ready for this. Mike Tomlin spoke on Sunday saying, after the team's practice, saying that they're still focused. And, people tried to ask Mike Tomlin about, what if you guys run into a situation like the Broncos did? If you didn't see on the weekend, the Broncos, all four of their quarterbacks were sitting in a room without masks, and one of those quarterbacks ended up having COVID, so all four of them were put on contact tracing, and none of them could play in Sunday's game. So they brought a practice squad wide receiver who played two games at quarterback in college football, and he came out there, and they got absolutely slaughtered by the Saints. To the question is from Mike Tomlin, what are you going to do if you get in that situation? He simply said, we're not going to be in that situation because we follow the COVID protocols. And that's the bottom line here. The Steelers are following the rules. Now, granted, Tuitt, Connor, and Hawkins being on the list, I think that's a further sign of how delicate this thing is. You can still follow the rules and get it. But when you blatantly disregard the rules the way that Steven Saunders, the strength and conditioning coach of the Ravens, did, you put your team at risk. And that's what the Steelers haven't done. Other people that have been put on the COVID list are quarterback coach Matt Canada and special teams coach Danny Smith. But the Steelers, they seem unfazed. They seem focused. We'll see what that is tomorrow night. And I'm excited to get to that game. But there's a few more things we got to talk about here, because there's been some banter I've seen on shows and on the internet, and I want to jump into those and give my own take on what punishments actually should be dealt out here, especially now that we're learning more and more about what's going on with all the different sides in this conversation. So we'll do that in the second segment, but first, we got to talk about our friends at Echelon.
What's up, Locked On listeners? This is Chris Carter here, and I'm telling you about a new way to help get in shape that's going to motivate you by helping you hit your fitness goals, stay on task, and have you feeling great about yourself. That's because of our great sponsor, Echelon. Echelon offers the next generation of connected fitness bikes, fitness mirrors, rowing machines, and their all-new Stride smart treadmill. No matter what your favorite fitness activity is, Echelon gives you a fun and challenging workout from the comfort of your own home. Their world-class instructors will motivate you with thousands of daily live and on-demand studio-level classes, always available when you need them. Unlike their competitors, Echelon is affordable for everyone, and one membership lets up to 5 family members all work out at the same time. Right now, you can try Echelon fitness equipment at home for 30 days. Go to echelonfit.com/NFL. That's Echelon, Echelon. fit.com/NFL.
Back here on the Locked On Steelers podcast, I'm your host, Chris Carter. So I've seen different takes, because like everything, there are the extreme takes, there are the well thought out takes, and then there are the takes that kind of pull back way too far. So what am I talking about here? Let me explain. There are the takes from Steelers fans who are like, this would just be a forfeit. By all means, who cares? Just give us the forfeit. And I think that's a little much. I don't think a forfeit's the answer here. I do think that punishments should be levied here, but forfeiting, for me, isn't the answer. I'll get into more of that why in a sec. Then there are the people who are like, you Steelers fans, all of you Steelers fans, you just want, you know, anything you want. And the Ravens, they're just like the Steelers because the Steelers had COVID positives. This is the same thing. And if you think the Ravens should be punished, then you should be punished. And that's ridiculous as well. And maybe even just as ridiculous. But I think there's a safe middle ground here that recognizes the facts in the situation. And let's go over the facts. Fact one, yes, the Steelers and the Ravens both had players and coaches who tested positive or were put on the team's COVID-19 reserve list. That's a fact. What isn't a fact is that it happened in the same ways. Now, maybe that fact will be revealed in time. But as of right now, there is no NFL investigation into the Steelers' wrongdoings, because there have been no reports from the Steelers' facilities about any of their coaches or players deliberately not wearing masks around the practice facility. Now, there were times you saw Mike Tomlin lowered his mask, you know, during a game. He got fined for it. He's made sure never to do that again. Meanwhile, John Harbaugh literally did that several times in the game to yell in the face of referees and wasn't penalized for it, but I digress. But the fact is, the Ravens coach, Steven Saunders, broke the rules. And we talked a little about this last week, but the guy lied. The guy didn't wear masks. And the team, for this many people to come into contact with him, the team had to see him not wearing masks. Like, you know, this had to be something that needed to be put in check. And it's ridiculous, I think, to compare what the Ravens are going through to what the Steelers are going through. You know, I saw people saying, oh, there's a Steelers player. They shouldn't throw stones in glass houses. And I'm like, not the same. Because it's not just, the Steelers aren't just bringing up, oh, someone got COVID. We're mad. They're saying, no, it's obvious that these are two teams now that right when you're about to play them, they're blatantly breaking the rules that we all agreed to. And that we all said were important. Again, this is the second time that happened to them. The Titans practiced away from the facility while it was closed down. Without masks. Not taking precautions. The Ravens had a coach deliberately disobey the rules. Not take the precautions. Not do the things to stay safe. And that led to a lot more issues. The Steelers, as far as we know, it happened, but it happened while they were following the rules. It's not the same thing in the least. And another perfect example, the Steelers, their outbreak has stopped in a day. James Conner, Stephon Tuitt, Gerald Hawkins, Danny Smith, Matt Canada, boom, done. We went more than a week with Ravens players testing positive. Now, what should be the punishment for the Ravens? So, by the way, we got those facts out, all right? The Ravens, it's not that the Ravens contracted the virus, it's that they had a coach break the rules. That's different. So what should happen here? And I think I talked about it a little bit of last week, but Steven Saunders should be banned from the league. And I say banned. Not a one-year suspension, not a two-year suspension, banned. Go do your career in college or at high schools or whatever. But in a year when this coronavirus was killing 250,000 people or whatever the tally is at now, you chose to disregard the rules that we had in place to protect the players, to protect their families, to protect the league. And really, I mean, less serious than just people's lives, to protect the season from being able to happen. I mean, these kind of, if more teams did things like this and had these kind of outbreaks that pushed teams, can you imagine the chaos? I mean, this one game has been chaotic for this week. Imagine if it was 4, 5, or 6. Jeez. The NFL would have to consider, like, okay, maybe we need to shut things down for a little bit before this gets out of hand. And that's where we're at right now. I don't think it should be that deep. But the NFL needs to send a message. Because if they say, hey, you're no longer coaching in the NFL here, coaches and players who are disregarding the rules and blatantly breaking them will then have to know, okay, I can't afford to do this. It will destroy my career. Because if other people's safety and the viability of the season aren't your top concerns, your career better be a concern. And on top of the Ravens, I don't think that the Ravens deserve to, I don't think that the Ravens should, because some Steelers fans, they want their pound of flesh. They're like, I want a draft pick from the Ravens. Okay, calm down. I do think that maybe a third or second round draft pick, maybe even a first round draft pick, should be just removed from the Ravens. Like, it just doesn't exist. It doesn't go to the Steelers. It just gets removed. Or gets bumped into being a seventh round pick where it's irrelevant. And that would be a further message to teams to on top of scaring the professionals themselves from losing their careers, it would further scare teams, don't let us catch you doing this wrong stuff. But the hammer got to be dropped. And it's very different from what the Steelers are going to. Unless, if there's an investigation that shows people broke the rules with the Steelers, drop the hammer on them too. And if it does, we'll see what happens when that happens. But right now, we don't know this. And anyone that tries to compare it to Vance McDonald, no, it's not the same. And why isn't it the same? Because Vance McDonald was testing negative the entire time. Yes, he experienced a cold flu-like symptoms for a day. And they kept testing him, and it seemed like he was fine. And then they took him with them to Dallas. And then he tested positive after the fact. It's not the same. Stop it. So Steelers fans, if you're in that happy medium place where you're not necessarily mad that the Ravens got COVID, because people get COVID, that's just how it happens. But you're upset that you have people breaking the rules. That's where it has to come in. I think that's where people got to look at it and be like, all right, realistically, there are punishments that should go out to the Ravens because you have to set the tone to let people know that this is what happens when you break the rules. And that's all. You're not being a homer by saying that. There ain't nothing wrong. That's just the truth. It's being adults, being responsible. And that's the way the NFL needs to approach it. Who knows how they will? They are the NFL. All right. Let's have some fun with this next segment. We're going to take a quick break. We come back. There were a bunch of games on Sunday and some on Thursday. We don't need to talk about those, just the ones on Sunday that were pretty fun to watch. I'll get into my biggest takeaways from those games right after this. But before that, let's talk to our great friends at Built Bar.
Built Bar is the protein bar that tastes like a candy bar. Built Bar is great for the health-conscious person and helps someone lose or maintain weight while indulging in a delicious treat during the day. Built Bars are low calorie, low sugar, but high protein and high fiber, and they're great for a keto diet. Instead of when you're tired and hungry at work and you need a boost to get through the day, instead of going to the vending machine and getting those cupcakes, or those Pop-Tarts, or those potato chips, get something healthy like a Built Bar. It'll fill you up, taste great, and get you through the rest of your day with the energy that you need. And Built Bar comes in 18 amazing different flavors. 6 of those new flavors are caramel brownie, cookies and cream, cherry barcia, lemon almond cheesecake, carrot cake, and apple almond crisp. You can get all those flavors by going to their website right now at builtbar.com. Go to builtbar.com and use the promo code LOCKEDON. That's LOCKEDON, locked on, and you'll get $10 off your next order. Use promo code LOCKEDON, LOCKEDON, for $10 off your next order at builtbar.com.
Back here on the Locked On Steelers podcast, I'm your host, Chris Carter. There were some games this weekend. Some good ones to follow. Still got Seahawks, Eagles tonight. Ravens, Steelers Tuesday night. But let's go through these 1 o'clockers. First, how about the team that gave the Chiefs fits and the only team to beat the Chiefs this year getting mollywopped by the Falcons? 43-6. I mean, dang. That's not close. That's not competitive. That's a beatdown. Now, I know the Falcons are getting better because they got Raheem Morris and he's gotten their defense to play better, but jeez. Remember that whenever someone tells you that the Chiefs, their only losses to the Raiders and that they're the greatest thing since everything. Bills beat the Chargers, to be expected. Giants beat the Bengals narrowly, but we predicted that because Ryan Finley's their quarterback. Now, a big surprise came. I thought this would be a game. I thought the Colts would win. But I was like, if the Titans win, it wouldn't surprise me. But what did surprise me is the 19-point beatdown they laid on the Colts. 45-26. Derrick Henry went ballistic. A.J. Brown went ballistic on these guys. That Colts vaunted defense that was supposed to be better than the Steelers. Not so much right now. And I also want to remind people, whenever you hear someone say, oh, the Steelers, they ain't played nobody. If those same people are saying that, and then they turn around and say, man, the Titans look really good. I'm sorry, wait a minute. I thought they didn't play nobody. Uh-huh, we see you. Moving right along. The Browns play the Jaguars, and narrowly they escape by the skin of their teeth. 27-25, Browns over Jaguars. With Mike Glennon at quarterback for the Jaguars. I had a ballistic day, my fantasy teams. I had Nick Chubb and James Robinson and Antonio Gibson for Thursday. I had like 100. I have 100 and like, there's one of my fantasy football teams with like 183 points. And I still have DK Metcalf and Deontay Johnson. Woo! Killing it. But the Browns, Baker Mayfield, there was a pass where they ran a pick play for his receiver to be wide open in the end zone. Baker's not under any pressure. He just misses. Middle of the field. They're 8-3, and they deserve credit for being 8-3. But I think that's a record that when you look at how this team's winning the games, Baker Mayfield not playing well. And that's not me being a hater. This ain't like people when they say Ben Roethlisberger's not playing well. This is not. He ain't playing well. I think that's a team that if the Steelers play all their starters in Week 17 because it's an important game, woo-wee, I think the Browns are going to be in trouble again. Other games, the Vikings coming back and beating the Panthers. They were making me look bad because they were down. Good stuff there. How about the Patriots upsetting the Cardinals at home? Patriots are 5-6, not all the way out of this playoff picture yet. Cardinals, I mean, they're supposed to be a dark horse for this league, and that didn't look good. Dolphins dominate the Jets. I mean, it's Adam Gase. Although, do look up, and it's on my Twitter page somewhere where I said this should be in Canton. Do look up Adam Gase's press conference after the game where they asked him why, you know, about taking over the play calling in the middle of the game. Adam Gase says, I never took over the play calling in the middle of the game. And then they go back and forth with the reporters, and they're like, no, we saw your offensive coordinator stop calling the plays and start talking to other people. And then after like 2 minutes of this, Adam Gase is like, yeah, I took over in the third quarter. And then like, it's like, what? I don't know why Adam Gase has a job. I just don't. It's wild. It's crazy. But the Dolphins crushed them. The Jets stink. And they're going to get Trevor Lawrence. And I feel bad for Trevor Lawrence. Anyways, Saints-Broncos. Saints crushed the Broncos 31-3. I mean, what did we expect? The Broncos were down to a fifth-string quarterback. Their fourth-string quarterback was out because of COVID. And it's just a reminder, this dude who was a professional athlete came in. He was a D1 quarterback. In college at times. He was a high school quarterback. Pretty good one too in high school. And he came in and he stunk up the joint in the NFL. So anytime you see someone say, oh man, it's not that hard. Nah, dog. It really is that hard. That's why there's only like so many people that play this game. But Saints handled their business. Major upset in the NFC West. The MASH Unit 49ers took down the Rams with the last second field goal. Rams at 74, 7-4, Niners at 5-6. Niners not out of this yet either. But the game that I'm sure all y'all want to talk about. Oh, by Packers beat the Bears. Who cares? But the game that I'm sure all y'all want to talk about is Chiefs-Buccaneers, because it was looking really funny. Now, Steelers fans, there's a few notes from here. First, there was the split feelings of Steelers fans everywhere. And I believe it was Samantha James on Twitter. I thought she perfectly encapsulated how Steelers fans felt when she said, "Hey, you know what? I don't know how to feel right now because I'm rooting for Tom Brady and Antonio Brown because you want the Chiefs to lose." Oh, the irony there. And then what's great about it is that they don't come through for you. So it's like further reasons to hate them. But, I mean, Patrick Mahomes comes out and just throws all over these guys. Tyreek Hill had 200 yards in the first quarter. He ends up with 3 touchdowns in the game. It's ridiculous. They were on fire. But both teams looked highly beatable. The Chiefs win 27-24. They built out a huge lead early, and then they weren't able to put the game away late. Both teams looked sloppy at times. The defenses did not look good. And when people say, "Oh, the Steelers, they'll never be in the class of the Chiefs," well, I look at that game and I don't know. But I think the funniest, and this will be my last note here on the week, the funniest moment of the weekend for me, and I tweeted this out when it happened because I just thought it was so hilarious, was there was a play where, and again, remember Antonio Brown came to the Buccaneers. They now have a superstar Madden lineup of Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, Antonio Brown, Rob Gronkowski, Leonard Fournette, and Ronald Jones with Tom Brady on offense. And Antonio Brown's in the game. And the Buccaneers are trying to mount a comeback. And Brady sees something. He calls out a hot read. He says something. He's like, "Ah, ah, ah." And you see Antonio Brown look at him. And like he said, and you see Tom Brady look back. And he like says the same thing. He's like, "Roger, Roger," or something, whatever he said. And Antonio Brown, like, you can't see his face because it's the field camera, but you see him do, like, the call God sign. It's like, "Oh, God, he doesn't know what you're saying, Tom." And so then Tom's like, "Come here, come here, come here." So he runs over. Everyone's still in place, by the way. Everyone, the defense is lined up, the offense is lined up. And Tom, like, goes in his ears, whispers something, and he's like, "Oh, yeah, I got it. Antonio Brown comes out, gets wide open in the middle of the field. Tom Brady never even looks his way, throws it into coverage and it's incomplete. It was hilarious. Tom Brady making calls that AB can't understand because he just got there and he's AB. And then Brady not even throwing it to him when he's wide open. I think he finished with 2 receiving yards. Oh, man. Buccaneers do deserve credit for fighting back. I mean, I like their safeties, Jordan Whitehead and Antoine Winfield, and their linebacker, Devin White. I think they got talent. I think they could be a problem, but they got problems. Tom and Bruce Arians are oil and water. They ain't mixing too well, for at least in my eyes. And maybe that'll get fixed around, but that was just too funny. I'm sorry. Just imperfectly encapsulating all of the problems. I did a meme back when Antonio Brown first went to the Patriots, where if you're an MCU fan and you remember the third Thor movie, when Thor's whole plan is to get he can't beat his sister because she's got all the superpowers, and she's like, "You cannot defeat me," and he's like, "I know, but he can't." And then the giant fire monster comes out and basically kills her. I said Tom Brady was his sister, Thor was Ben Roethlisberger, and the Fire Monster was Antonio Brown. And since Antonio Brown has joined the Buccaneers this year, they are 1-4. Or 1-3. One of those things. I think they're 1-3. But they have not benefited from him being there, like, at all. So, Steelers fans, you get some justice with that, even if the Chiefs didn't win. Happens. Steelers just got to handle their business. We'll talk about that tomorrow, as I'll do my third breakdown before this game, because it's been postponed twice. But thanks so much for listening to the Locked On Steelers podcast. We really appreciate you and everyone out there that's been rocking with us. As always, you can subscribe to the show on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, anywhere podcasts are hosted. Thanks so much for listening. If you really want to support the show, do go on Apple Podcasts or anywhere that you can. Rate us 5 stars. Leave us a positive comment. Doing so really helps out the show, gets the word out there about what they're doing. And if you do that, you will get a shout out on the show right around this time. So thanks again for everyone for helping out and listening. And I hope you had a good weekend. I hope you're having a good Monday. And hopefully there's no more COVID tests today. If there are, I'll be talking about it tomorrow. Thanks again. Be back in your ears tomorrow.